Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Is looking at you, kid.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
They tell me you're a man with true grit.
Ladies and gentlemen,
somebody stole my crayon.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts this hour, folks. Of course, we come to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the iHeartRadio Network, every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. on Saturdays for an hour. We talk boxing and mixed martial arts. Then on Sunday, we go to the two-hour show. The first hour is boxing. This hour is MMA. Of course, UFC, Benson Henderson. What did I say? The world lightweight champion, 155 pounds, set to defend that title against the only man that's ever beat him. And they're going to do this in the house that of Milwaukee, the house that brought us beer, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Of course, I'm talking about Anthony Pettis. Anthony Pettis submitted Benson Henderson early in his career, so this is a bit of a revenge factor as far as Benson's concerned. Of course, he's always been the guy that's talked about as being like a great, great champion, but he's got to finish, guys. He's got to put exclamation marks, punctuation marks on fights, the end of fights. And he can't win fights and have them be close. Like, you know, the Gilbert Melendez fight, that was close. He probably should have put that away a little bit earlier. Should have worked a little bit harder. Should have hustled a little bit more. But he knows. His back is to the wall now. His back is to the wall. No question about that. The 31st of this month, UFC on pay-per-view. Man, main event, Anthony Pettis challenging Benson Henderson for the world lightweight 155-pound championship. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. At the Attitude Dance, if you're feeling kind of low, don't even want to go. Even you can change your mood with a little attitude. At the Attitude Dance. Oh, at the Attitude Dance.
Waited for the next Doritos Locos Taco from Taco Bell, and I'm here to help you imagine it. So roll up the windows and kill the AC. Hot, right? That's what it's like to bite into the new fiery Doritos Locos Taco. But there's more. Imagine some limes riding shotgun. Weird, right? Yet they totally work with the heat. Delicious. Now you really know what the fiery Doritos Locos Taco is like. It's a little lime and a lot of fire. Live mas. At participating locations made with lime flavor, Doritos is a trademark of Frito-Lay North America, Inc. 2013.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides the therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Have you ever experienced loss of consciousness, hallucinations, dizzy spells, convulsive disorders, fainting, or periods of loss of memory?
Well, hasn't everyone?
Get past the people, get past the hitman!
Get on down,
getting on the good foot with JB.
I wanna get on the good foot.
It's always fun. Anytime you go to a party to play some James Brown, you know they got some rhythm. Some souls in the house when the godfather of soul is doing his thing. Well, folks, let's talk about UFC, the debut on the brand new Fox Sports 1 channel last week. I mean, whoa. I mean, it used to be the Speed Channel, and now all these other cable companies are allegedly picking this up. But both the UFC and Fox Sports 1 made their debut on the 17th. And, of course, Mauricio Shogun Rua, the former light heavyweight champion, of course, of the UFC, a pretty good fighter, no question about that, but a little bit long in the tooth, having taken some beatings of late. Well, guess what? Put it this way. If you found yourself like me thinking that Chael Sonnen, remember him, the big mouth that roared, that he was going to get thrashed by Shogun Rua, then you probably didn't think about the fact that, you know, Shogun's a pretty good, pretty easy guy to take down, and Chael's a pretty damn good wrestler. Chael's got a good wrestling base, no question. That is his strength, his wrestling base, okay? Once he got Shogun down, he went for the guillotine choke, and guess what? The fight was over. Four minutes and 44 seconds of round number one, the fight was history. And we're talking about a 3.5, maybe a 4-1 underdog. I'm talking about Chael Sonnen. Chael Sonnen's got not an illustrious record by any means, 28-13, one draw. And he's 7-6 in UFC fights. Okay, and Shogun Rua, I mean, man, I mean, he was on a roll there for a while, and now he's rolling the opposite way. The loss to Dan Henderson, I mean, that was a brutal fight. Although he might have won that fight. It might have been a bad call on the judges in that fifth round. But the bottom line is it was a war and it could have went either way. But Rua is now 21-8, 5-6 in the UFC. So, you know, look, at the end of the day, Chael's still a jerk. Chael is still a, you know what, he's a piece of work. No question about that. But this makes him a bit player in the light heavyweight division for a while. He's never going to beat John Jones. He's never going to beat anybody like the top two or three guys. But he's going to be a gatekeeper, and he's a truth seeker, per se. That's what the bread man, Stephen Edwards, my boxing trainer friend, says. He calls them truth seekers, or they're truth enablers. They enable the truth to come out of guys. And set, you know, I mean, Chael Sonnen will test you. Of course, he lost successive fights, title fights, to Anderson Silva at 185, and then John Jones at 205 pounds. Of course, came back with this comeback win here. And you know what? He's got a mouth that makes him like the Ric Flair of the UFC. And if you know who Ric Flair is, he's a professional wrestler. He has a great stand-up act as far as his microphone skills are concerned. But, man, I'm telling you, Chael Sonnen, he's got it going on. Well, guess what? Cheaters don't always win. Yeah, they don't, especially convicted cheaters. I'm talking about Alistair Overeem. Remember him? Former Strike Force heavyweight champion. Once it was a light heavyweight looking sort of scrawny at 205, 204 pounds. And all of a sudden, he's like 255, 260 pounds of all iron rock muscle. Everybody was saying, he's on steroids. He's on steroids. All right? And he kept denying it. So when he signed his contract with the UFC, the Nevada Athletic Commission, they're not dumb. I mean, if you're going to flaunt it in front of them, they're going to spank you. And he flaunted it. I mean, he showed up at an event. He knew they were in a surprise test from Alistair Overeem. He knew they I think there was an option to surprise test him two or three times a year. So he comes to Vegas for this press conference. And they say, we want to test you. So he splits in his car, drives around for, you know, a few minutes and realizes, man, I got to go back and take the test. He goes back and tests, like, at 16-1 for a testosterone level that should be no higher than 4-1.
Okay, so he was suspended a year. Then he came back. He got lit up in his first fight. Now Travis Brown knocks him out one round with a head and kick punches. So, I mean, I'm happy. I mean, good guys deserve, listen, guys that put their time in the gym, that don't need to cheat. I'm not talking about guys that take creatine and vitamins and supplemental shakes and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about energy drinks. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about somebody that intentionally cheats, somebody that intentionally goes out there and is looking to maim somebody with an unfair advantage. I mean, I look at it this way. When you've got a fighter on steroids, it's sort of like having a fighter with a hammer in his hand because he can do incredible things. He just can't. He can last longer. He can. Some guys are able to withstand pain. Their pain threshold goes up when they're on roids. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. But the bottom line is, it's an unfair advantage to the guy that's clean. Okay? And I believe in clean guys. Speaking of clean guys, the California kid was a winner last week. That's right. Uriah Faber, former World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion, of course, man. The California kid, Lincoln, California is where he went to high school. I was up there last week seeing Frankie Valli. I want to say that Frankie Valli put on a fantastic show, by the way. 79 years old and the Four Seasons, they were outstanding at the River Rock Casino. I want to thank the River Rock and Frankie Valli for that. But Uriah Faber, unanimous winner in three rounds over Yuri Alcantara. Cantara came to fight. Cantara can fight. But guess what? Scores were 30-26, 30-26, and 30-27. The winner, again, Uriah Faber. The Men in Black guy. Remember him? I had him on the show. Mike Pyle. He was an actor in the Men in Black 3 movie. Got lit up. Matt Brown knocked him out one round. Strikes. Time 129. So that sort of does it as far as the UFC card debut on Fox Sports 1. Now, they're coming back on Fox Sports 1 again the 28th of the month with Martin Kampman and Carlos Condit in a rematch. And this is a rematch. This will be a good card. This is coming to you from Indianapolis, Indiana. So on the 28th, the UFC will pitch their tent in Indiana. 3 days later, they're going to pitch their tent for UFC 164, Benson Henderson, Anthony Pettis, and Milwaukee. So they're taking their act on the road. After that, it's UFC Fight Night. And the guy I think that's got the best chance of beating John Jones in the light heavyweight division today, a guy that hasn't lost a fight since 2005, Glover Teixeira. Man, he's going to be the guy. I think he's going to win that UFC Fight Night. And guess what? He's going to put himself in a position to challenge John Jones for once in his career. John Jones is going to be challenged because the guys that he's fought thus far have been no match for him. But UFC 164, that's one week from yesterday, the 31st. But the 28th, you want to watch this UFC on Fox Sports 1, the former Speed Channel. Good card, Carlos Condit, Martin Kampman, the rematch. Now, as I said, Teixeira doing his thing as far as the UFC Fight Night is concerned. That's September 4th. But speaking of Jones, John Jones, Atlanta GA, 3WE listing, of course. He's defending that championship, that 205-pound championship, against the equally tall and lanky Swede, Alex Gustafsson. Gustafsson's going to bring it. Not going to bring enough. He's going to go home a loser. Glover Teixeira is going to step in. Glover Teixeira is going to challenge John Jones. And I'm not calling for an upset at this point in time, but I will consider it once the fight is signed. Because, I know talent. I can spot talent. You can spot, how can I put this? When guys are special, you just can sell it. Chris Weidman, UFC middleweight champion, the guy that beat Anderson Silva a fortnight ago, okay? Knocked him out, okay? He's special. Brock Lesnar was special at what he did, okay? Once he got punched, he wasn't all that special, okay? But the bottom line is he was special. Some of these guys are special. They're different. They put themselves in another level. They're above other guys, okay? But then you've got Weidman, who's the entire package. He's the entire package. One of the best fighters pound for pound in the world as far as the world of MMA is concerned. And he's going to take on Anderson Silva in the rematch, of course, December the 28th at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, UFC 168, of course, on the same card. Misha Tate and Ronda Rousey, the cat fight of all cat fights, folks. I mean, the cat fight of all cat fights. These women, you'll see it when the Ultimate Fighter season 17 or 18 starts next week on the fight on, again, the Fox Sports Channel. You got to get the Fox Sports 1 channel. That's going to be the happening channel as far as the UFC is concerned. Now, Bellator, I don't know what's happening with them. I reached out to them to talk to them about their November 2nd pay-per-view with Tito Ortiz and Rampage Jackson, and also on the same card is going to be Eddie Alvarez, who had that big, long contract dispute with Bellator and was going to sign with the UFC, and now he's back with Bellator. So he's going to challenge Michael Chandler, the undefeated lightweight champion, 155 pounds. I mean, Chandler's the real deal, folks. Chandler can compete anywhere in the world with any lightweight. He just can't. I mean, he really can't. Unfortunately, with Bellator, he's not getting the spotlight the guys in the UFC are getting, but he's getting enough. And if he can get some Spike TV play, I don't think this this pay-per-view thing is the way to go. I really don't. I don't think it's going to draw enough people. It's not going to draw flies. They got to put something on that card. You just can't put two old guys out there and say, guess what, guys? There's a card on pay-per-view Saturday. Buy it. It don't happen. Not in today's world. Not in the world of MMA. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. UFC fighter Kyle Kingsbury, the genius, up next on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today, 800-319-9027, 800-319-9027.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free. The shipping is free. And there is absolutely no sales pitch. Just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh.
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
The Horns of the Mighty Tower of Power, appearing with Journey in San Francisco in September. Fantastic concert. Check them out, towerofpower.com. Well, Spike's got some new MMA. Doesn't look, maybe that relationship with Bellator is like gone. Seriously. Because Spike's going to have something called Glory. It's called their newest property, according to Dave Meltzer in the recent edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter. It will debut October 12th from the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, with a four-man one-night tournament to crown a world heavyweight kickboxing champion. The second special will be November the 9th from the theater at Madison Square Garden with a one-night lightweight tournament. Man, this is going to be good. The next Glory Show will be September 28th from Ontario, California, Citizens Bank Arena. I think this is good. This is good. This is good stuff. I really do. I think this is, listen, we need competition. We need Bellator's out there, and, you know, Bellator's making moves, and then Bellator's not returning my phone calls. I told you in yesterday's show, right, the publicist says to me, if you want any interviews, you have to go through me. Yeah, right, yeah, I'm a pompous guy. Anyway, the bottom line is hopefully we can get Michael Chandler and or Ben Askren on in the next couple of weeks because Ben is the real deal. Ben is a welterweight. Ben's 170 pounds. He's unbeaten, as is Michael Chandler, 12-0, the lightweight champion. Of course, Eddie Alvarez, a fighter that can fight. I mean, the UFC wanted him badly. They were putting big money, throwing big money down to get him. They were. Huge money. Okay? They wanted to match anything Bellator did, and they were willing to go to court and fight over him. They were willing to spend money in court. And, you know, now Alvarez is back with Bellator. Okay, let's take it to the Silicon Valley, folks. The Ring Talk phone lines are bringing my expert. I'm talking about UFC fighter Mr. Kyle Kingsbury. Triple K King Kyle Kingsbury. What's up, Triple K?
No, not a whole lot. How you doing, Pedro?
Doing pretty good, man. You know, let's talk UFC just for a second, okay? Just before we get to the other stuff, because there's going to be this Glory. Have you heard? Well, take that back. Have you heard of this Glory promotion? They're going to go to Spike TV now.
I have not.
Yeah, they're going to have one man tournaments, and I think that's pretty cool. One man tournament for in the heavyweight division, one man kickboxing tournament. Then they'll have a one man lightweight tournament in November. It's going to be on Spike TV. So I'm wondering if Bellator is like up in the air because, you know, I reached out to Bellator this week to try to get interviews with their guys, and they were like evasive. They like, can you call us in a few weeks? Why would I want to call them in a few weeks? I want to interview them now. You know what I'm saying? So
that makes no sense at all. Yeah, it looks like they're trying to hide something.
Because let's be honest, something happened. I remember Meltzer said, look, they're not on the Spike TV calendar when that first run ended in May. He goes, there's no dates on the Spike TV calendar. And that had me a bit confused because they were doing okay numbers, 800,000 to a million homes. I mean, that wasn't too bad. I mean, they were coming after wrestling, which was doing 1.2 to 1.4 million. But they weren't doing too bad, and they was introducing a new product, and I thought they were doing a good job at it by establishing a lot of knockouts. You know what that means, right, Kyle? Mismatches to an extent,
yeah,
right?
We liked the schedule. We liked watching these guys go in there and just get, you know, pancaked right off the bat. I mean, there was some great fights. There was a lot of excitement. I want to see it continue. I don't want to see it stop now. I don't know why it would stop now.
Well, so, we've talked about it before. Somebody's dropping the ball here because it's either Rebny and Viacom. Because here's what's up. Bellator is owned by Viacom, which owns MTV2 and all these other Showtime and CBS. And all that. So there's a potential for them to move up in the television market, okay? But with Spike TV, they had a great chance to introduce their product, much like the UFC did, because Uriah Faber, I asked him how the UFC really got its start, you know, its thrust into the American lifestyle, into the mainstream media. And he said it was the first year of the Ultimate Fighter. Do you think so?
Well, that's what they give the credit to. I mean, everyone had tuned in by the end of the season, and what they got to see was one of the greatest fights of all time, you know, back-and-forth battle with Stephen Bonner and Forrest Griffin. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, a lot of credit is given to that. I don't know how much you can, you know, what kind of percentage you can attach to that, but it definitely was a big factor. That's for sure.
Okay. Ronda Rousey's doing a movie now. No surprise in that, huh? She's going to be – how long do you think she's going to fight? Is she another, like – she's going to be another couple of years and she's done, huh?
Well, I think she's a little different than Gina in that she isn't going to lose to anybody. You know, like when Gina got smashed by Cyborg, it was time for her to start looking forward onto different things. Mm-hmm. And with Ronda, I think she's going to beat everyone. I even think if Cyborg ever gets her weight down, she can beat Cyborg just because of her technique is so much better. Of course, if they meet at a catch weight, you know, that's a different story, obviously.
Well, you know,
the strength of Cyborg is no joke.
But Ronda said on the show, she can make the weight. She doesn't care if this girl shoots horse semen in both eyeballs. She really doesn't care. She just, you know, I mean, you know what? And the thing is that when Ronda says these things, people say, oh, she's just popping off. No, she's the real deal. She is not. I've talked to her 2 days before a fight. She's a nasty woman 2 days before a fight, man. She's like, you don't want to talk to her. You really don't want to talk to her, no question about it. I mean, she can get nasty. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live. Pardon me?
I was going to say, she's a gamer.
She, yeah, she, You know, she, yeah, let's go to that Ronda Rousey clip.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Of course, she's going to fight Misha Tate first. That's going to be December 20th, UFC 168. Of course, a rematch with Tate. She beat Tate versus a first-round submission before. I think Misha almost made it towards the end of the round. And, of course, Chris Weidman on the in the main event going to take out Anderson Silva again. So as far as the UFC is concerned, I was reading this week that that Lorenzo Fertitta says that they're making about $500 million a year gross. That's a lot of money. And that 40% of their income is now coming from outside of the U.S., and they expect it to be better than 50% of their income in like 2 years from now. Is the UFC expanding around the world faster than I can see, or what?
No question. You know, they obviously, we see them setting up new markets with the Ultimate Fighter shows that air only in those countries. They have Ultimate Fighter in Brazil. They have the UK versus Australia. I know their plan is to get to India next year and China as well. So with China, obviously they went to Macau, but I mean, getting deep into China, in the mainland, and in India, there's just so many people there. You're talking about billions and billions of people, so they're really going to have just expanding. You know, the Far East is going to be a whole new market, and that should bring in tons of new revenue.
Okay, did you happen to catch the Fox Sports 1 channel?
You know, I did not get to see it. I was out of town overseas.
I did see it. I believe it was a pretty, you know what, that was a pretty good production.
And it was easy to catch. It was on the old Speed Network, right?
Yeah, the old Speed Channel. So I thought it was really cool. In fact, I was saying to myself, I was sitting there holding my breath, you know, because I don't know if you remember, but the first UFC event that the Fertitta's threw was a disaster. The TV went off like a half hour before the fight ended and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, there's precedent. There's been disasters as far as television and the UFC is concerned. So I was concerned that this move to Fox Sports 1 was going to be maybe a bit tedious, but no, it went smooth, man. And of course, you know, what can you say? I mean, I Shogun Rua, Chael Sonnen. Chael Sonnen is still a bit player with the win, right?
Yeah, he's staying in the game. A lot of people, I mean, he was a slight favorite, and he edged him out, you know, from what I heard. So, but I in my opinion, I think Shogun should win that fight if he's taking his career seriously still, like he did early on.
He was a very, very young champion, and do you think that he just maybe peaked too young?
No question. I mean, he's my age. He's 31. He has no fire. He's just not the guy that he used to be.
What you talk about fire in the belly? Can you explain that to the listeners? What a fire in the belly is? What that motivates you to do the extra running? All that kind of, can you expand on that?
Well, that's exactly, you just touched on it. That's exactly what it comes down to. When you have the burning desire inside, that's what propels you to push yourself through these camps when you're doing the stuff that nobody else wants to do. It's easy to show up and put on your sparring gear and knock around a couple of guys in the gym and have fun. It's easy to get up for that. But to go and do the road work, to do the extra aerodyne, to do the cardio and the altitude training and all the things that the other guys are doing now, that takes something deep within. And you lose that over the years, especially if you've been on top. And that's no different than any sport, in boxing and football and whatever. So you can see it, you know, when guys have so much success so early on, they start to taper off and you don't see them fight the way that they used to. But some guys can regain it. You know, we've seen the resurgence of Vitor Belfort, but he's
on steroids.
A few. Yeah.
He's on testosterone replacement therapy. That's not fair. Kyle, come on, man. Listen, Meltzer, he's my expert. He's a guy I go to. I said, Dave, talk to me about this. I'm going to show you a couple of examples of guys that are on this testosterone replacement therapy. I'll show you pictures of them before and back pictures of them after, okay? The physical, their body changes. They're physically, they change. They get younger. It's sort of like, they get younger, and to an extent. And I just don't think it's fair that a guy like Belfort, who cheated and screwed up his system where he doesn't produce enough testosterone allegedly to fight, now has to take artificial testosterone because he cheated in the past. That's what I don't get. I think cheaters are being rewarded with this, Kyle.
Well, they are, and you know, everybody turned a blind eye, and then the media jumped on, as they should have. The media jumped on everyone's back and said, hey, what's the deal? What's going on here? No other major sport has testosterone use exemptions. None of them. Not NBA, no NFL, certainly not baseball.
Boxing does. So,
yeah, to have this now, you know, in the numbers that they have, I mean, you don't hear Floyd and all the big name boxers coming out and saying, I got a TUE. So you have many former champions in MMA saying they got a TUE. And now the media is raising a stink, as they should. And, of course, you see everybody start to swing the opposite direction, you know, with Dana saying, well, all right, I'm going to crash down on these guys. We're going to test the hell out of them and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, they let it get that way with their own lackadaisical stance on it.
That's Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA version. Of course, we air 2 hours on Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. And Saturday, we air at 11 a.m. for an hour. We combine both boxing and MMA. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the iHeartRadio Network. And guess what? This time it's real.
In a special way, I wish I may.
The Sports Byline USA collection of original full-length interviews covering more than 50 years of sports history is now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. Hear Hall of Fame center David Robinson talk about what motivated him when he was playing.
I have a gift. I'm 7 feet tall. I didn't have anything to do with that. And I have this athletic ability and this body. And I feel like, you know, God gave me this for a reason, and I can't waste it. I just can't. I don't have that luxury.
In the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com, you'll hear Peyton Manning share the secret to a quarterback's success.
Yeah, I kind of call it getting back to zero, and what I mean by that is when you throw an interception or you have a bad play, you can't let that play affect you on the next series. You have to, you know, erase it from your mind and kind of get back to ground zero. And so you can go out the next series and be productive and be successful. And if you let the play before you bother you, or the game before bother you, then it's only going to drag you further down.
And great athletes aren't afraid to fail. Hall of Fame receiver Jerry Rice gave this advice to anyone who wants to succeed in life.
When I did Dancing with the Stars, I took that uniform off. I took it off, and all of a sudden, I was open for criticism. I didn't have that security blanket anymore. And I think people really got a chance to connect with me. And it's a lot of people in life right now, they want to take chances, but they're afraid to. And I say to them, go for it. You only live once.
These and other great interviews are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault. It's yours to listen to and enjoy. It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. This is a rare collection of unforgettable, original, full-length interviews.
A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund.
Go to sportsbyline.com and click on The Vault.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If you want to interview anybody at Bellator, you can only go through me, buddy. Don't be bothering my boss, Bajorn.
He holds my hand, I'm so proud.
My baby, the great Darlene Love, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2012 induction. She's got this movie out called 20 Feet from Stardom. It's about the life of background singers from Elvis to, she's done everybody, but of course this is her song, He's a Rebel. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of mixed martial arts. Fox Sports, get this. They got a 1.38 rating on that Fox Sports 1 channel, a former Speed channel last week. They drew 1.78 million viewers for the three-hour broadcast. Of course, that was headlined by Shogun Rua being bounced around and tapped out by Chael Sonnen. But, man, Nielsen's Fast National Ratings, that's good. Now, that's not the best they've ever done. They did well, you know, because they were on FX before, and there's more homes as far as FX is concerned, FX cable. But the January 19th FX show with Michael Bisping and Vitor Belfort, the aforementioned Vitor Belfort, the cheat, did a 1.27 rating and a 1.86 million viewers. So looks like, you know, looks like the Fox Sports Channel, looks like they're rocking and rolling. They did a good job on this one because, you know, Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, the UFC fighter. Because, Kyle, when you went to the UFC website, they showed you how to find the channel.
Yeah, and they advertised it quite a bit. I know on FX and Fox they had advertised it a lot, and that's a problem I had with the fuel stuff before. They never advertised it. You never got to see, I mean, not that people had the channel, but they weren't even pumping it out and letting you know when these fuel events were coming on.
Yeah, well, if had anybody watched Mark Munoz and Chris Weidman last year, they would have realized why I think that Chris Weidman, and I don't use this term too often, but he is a real beast.
He is for sure.
I mean, I mean, December 28th, the rematch. You know, Anderson Silva is going to go out there. He's going to be a little bit more serious, but I think that the champion Weidman is going to be just as serious. And I think I think that when Silva felt the strength and the power and the youth, he sort of succumbed mentally because, you know, at the end, he said he doesn't want a rematch, just wants him to be champ, just a new guy to be champion. He's sort of like, yeah, this guy's really too good for me. I think he was sort of to say that underneath the, between the lines, but they're going to hook it up on the rematch, of course, the 28th of December. Ronda Rousey and Misha Tate going to hook it up as well. But Ronda doing the movie, Ronda doing everything, man. I don't know. You know what? Ronda's gotten so big, I don't know if I get her back on the show, Kyle. That's how big she's gotten.
Well, I think you know, just like The Rock, doing movies and having that balancing act between WWE resurrecting his wrestling career and still doing film, I think Ronda can be that kind of a big star where she has the movie roles as well as the UFC fights, and she might be the biggest star in the whole UFC because of it.
You know what? I think that, and I've been saying this for a long time, but I think that she's going to bring the female fight fan that doesn't exist at this point in time. You know what I'm saying? That's sitting somewhere behind a desk, in front of a computer, being a secretary or something like that. This girl's going to get hot. She's going to become mainstream media. She's going to become a mainstream star, and they're going to want to see her fight. Ron Marshall, the boxing historian over there in Alameda, California, he will only watch MMA if Ronda Rousey's involved. Nothing else. Nothing. He goes, Ronda on? No, I don't want to watch it. Okay? So, bottom line is she is the, not the man, but she may be the man. John Jones, pound for pound, the best fighter in the world, Kyle Kingsbury right now?
I think so. I think you got to give it to him. Anderson was at the top before, but with him losing, I think you got to give it to Jones. You just look at the way he's won and who he's beat, and really, you know, he has no losses. There's an asterisk loss there, yeah, Thanks to Steve Mazzagatti. So he's undefeated, in my opinion.
Okay, George St. Pierre, of course, going to take on Johnny Hendricks, right?
Yeah, I don't think Hendricks has as much of a shot as people think he does.
He can punch.
He's got the big power, and he's a much better wrestler than GSP. But when you put it all together, he's like Dan Henderson. He hunts for that right hand so often, and he doesn't utilize his wrestling as much. And I think that he's gonna get frustrated out on the outside with GSP, and I wouldn't be surprised if GSP took him down.
Okay. Now, number three on the top 10 list, according pound for pound, according to the fighter rankings at USC.com, is Anderson Silva. And I got a problem with that because Chris Weidman's down at number 9. How can you rate a guy pound for pound just got knocked out above a guy that knocked him out? Kyle, does that make sense?
You know, there's longevity and things like that, but I still don't get that. I understand putting him in the top 3 still, but I don't understand how Weidman doesn't just catapult all the way up there because of the fact that who he's beat and the fact that he's undefeated himself.
Okay, Jose Aldo, doesn't look like Jose's got a whole lot of competition in his weight. He seems to be walking through people, man.
Yeah, we talked about how he walks through the zombie, and you know, he broke his foot in the first kick of the fight. That fight would have been way worse, way more lopsided had he not hurt his foot on that first kick.
Well, the Korean Zombie had a good game, had a good gimmick, but guess what? It came to Jose Aldo. Jose Aldo is by far the superior fighter. Now, Cain Velasquez is going to take on Junior Dos Santos. He's moved up in the UFC rankings. I've got my own rankings, but I'm going with the UFC rankings right now. Cain Velasquez is number 5. He's moving up a notch. And Benson Henderson has dropped a notch, and he hasn't even fought. So he's at number 6. Demetrius Johnson, the world flyweight champ, is 125 pounds. He is number 7. Renan Barreiro is number 8. Chris Weidman, the aforementioned world middleweight champion, number 9. And no surprise, Dominic Cruz, number 10. Now, is Cruz ever going to fight again or what?
I don't know. I don't know. I was talking a lot about that on this last tour with guys that know him. And he's battled some serious knee injuries, and they keep coming back, and he's had complications in his recovery. So that's something, you know, you hear it in football. A guy gets a blown ACL, he may never come back. That's what made Adrian Peterson's story so big. Mm-hmm. But looking at Dominic Cruz and his frame, too, you know, he's pretty lanky for his division. I don't know that he's going to come back and be the same fighter that he was.
Okay. Sometimes guys get caught, cheaters get caught, and then when they get caught, they sort of like karma sort of takes over. You think karma's taking over with Alistair Overeem?
It's possible. It's definitely possible. And I mean, certainly, you know, he's not the nicest guy either. You know, that's why I don't mind talking about him. He's not a nice guy. You know, so it's maybe that's part of the karma issue for him as well.
You know, Kyle, having been a fighter, and you are a fighter, but having been a fighter, I would look at a guy, me fighting a guy on steroids, as a guy like having a hammer in his hand. That's the advantage I sort of put to it. And I just don't think it's fair. I mean, we're not talking about hitting baseballs out of the park now. When Alistair Overeem was taking steroids, he was doing it to inflict mayhem and punishment on another man.
Well, you know, consider this. His whole career in Pride, he walked around at 215 pounds. Those guys didn't make drastic weight cuts to 205.
Yeah.
He was a light heavyweight his whole career, you know. And then you consider guys like me and Forrest Griffin and Stephen Bonner, we walk around at 240 and chip away at the weight, get down to 230, 225, and on fight day we're 220. They never had weight cuts like that in Pride. He was cutting 10 pounds max. So he was a true 6'5", 215, just, you know, just a beanpole, skinny as all hell. And then all of a sudden, he's 265 magically out of left field because of the horse meat.
Because of the horse meat. We're talking about Alistair Overeem, the former Strikeforce champion, of course, has been drilled now twice in his last two fights. What's happening with my man Daniel Cormier? What's he doing? Undefeated now, like 14-0. What's up with Daniel?
Cormier is looking great. You know, he's in the gym. He's doing a lot of interviews. Obviously, they're having him a part of the Fox broadcast and the Fuel stuff that they were doing,
mm-hmm.
Doing some commentating and talking a little bit more about the fighters behind the scenes. So he's blowing up. He's getting his due. But he's going to be prepped to beat Big Country Roy Nelson and then make his cut down to 205.
Okay, because, you know, he and Kane are best friends, aren't they?
They're very close. We're all great training partners, and those guys train harder and train more often with each other than anybody else in the gym.
So there is no way on this planet, no matter what Dana White did, he could get those two guys in the ring and the octagon with each other, could he?
No, and that's why they understand that all right, you know, Daniel, we're not going to have you as the number 2 heavyweight. We'll have you drop the weight and cut down to 205.
Okay, and he can make 205, huh?
No question. I mean, he wrestled at 197s before, and that was, you know, those weigh-ins are on the same day you get out on the mat. You weigh in, and then you get right on the mat and wrestle. So now he's going to have the ability to drop not quite as much water weight, and then still put it all back on and get out there and fight.
Do you think the day before weigh-ins are good as a fighter? I mean, do you think it's fair that, you know, you and I should weigh in at 205 and come fight time, we're 220, when we're fighting for the light heavyweight in a light heavyweight division? Because you see guys like 112-pound boxers weigh in at 112, and they come in the ring like 36 hours later at 127 pounds. I got a problem with this weight thing, and I'm wondering if we shouldn't adopt the NCAA rules, and you know what I'm talking about, 2 hours before the fight.
You see, I agree with you, you know, that you wouldn't see as big of a drastic weight cut, but here's the problem. It's not going to stop guys from cutting weight. Guys are still going to cut weight on the day of, and you'll just see a lot more sloppy fights. You know, it'll look like Shogun versus Hendo. Guys are going to be zapped. They're going to be out of shape from the weight cut on the same day. So I think it would hurt the product in the end, because you would see guys get gassed quicker because they're still cutting weight on the day of for that size advantage.
Okay. Glover Teixeira, you know what he's all about. Hit you the hardest you ever been hit. You told me that true?
No question. No question.
Man, of course, he's a real deal. He's taking on Ryan Bader. This is UFC Fight Night. That's going to be on Fox Sports 1 as well. Man, I got to tell you, I've looked at some YouTube video of him, and he hasn't lost, I think, since 2005, things like that. He might be the dark horse when it comes to challenging John Jones. John Jones has got somebody out there I think he needs to be concerned about.
I agree with that 100%. And obviously I'm biased. I mean, I got smoked by him. But when you look at the pedigree and what it would take to beat a guy like Jones, it would take a very high-level grappler. And Teixeira has competed in the ADCC World Championships and made it into the semifinals twice. He's a very high-level black belt in jiu-jitsu. He has extreme power in both hands. And he has the tutelage of John Hackelman and the training tutelage, you know, the master who put together Chuck Liddell. So you look at, you know, the pedigree and everything that goes behind him, he definitely has what it takes to make it all the way to the top. And he has the experience as well. He's not going to be afraid of a guy like Jones. He's fought a number of times. And like you said, you know, last time he lost was 2005. So...
You know,
he's a guy to look out for.
You know, we know that Royce Gracie would have problems competing nowadays. I mean, no question about that. Do you think Chuck Liddell would have a bit of a problem, too, because he's also so much stand-up as far as his boxing is concerned and punching people out? And guys are seem to be more multifaceted now than they were just a couple of years ago.
Well, I think if Chuck was fighting today in his prime, he would transition as well. It wouldn't just be, you know, I'm stuck on takedown defense and knocking people out. If you looked at Chuck earlier in his career, he threw a lot more head kicks, you know, and he really only brought that back in his last fight against Rich Franklin. He broke his arm with a body kick. So Chuck has those tools, you know, but he got caught into the, I don't know if it was the persona or just the want to knock people out with his hands. But I think if he was fighting today still, you know, in his prime today, you would see a much more multifaceted version of him.
Kyle, how are the classes going?
Classes are going great. Just got nationally registered for my EMT, so passed the hardest test, and got some more fire science classes coming up here on Tuesday, starting off the fall. So life is good. Everything's going well.
That's good, man. Say hello to your lovely girlfriend for me, and I'll talk to you real soon.
Alrighty, Pedro. Take care, brother.
The great Kyle Kingsbury, folks. Few UFC fighters can, like, lay it out there, man. Like, break down a fight, break down a fighter, tell you like it is. And guess what? He's not afraid to be brutally honest. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network.
Wow.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half.
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
it immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation.
Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, that's the way it goes, one in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something on my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Circa 1966, I believe, in the time tunnel, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA edition. Of course, we air Saturdays and Sundays, two different shows on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Saturday show is an hour of boxing and mixed martial arts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Then on Sunday, we have the two-hour show, an hour of boxing and an hour of MMA, all starting at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, don't forget, Wednesday night, August 28th, Fox Sports 1, the X-Speed Channel. Carlos Condit, Martin Kampman, the second fight, the rematch. Going to go with Condit on this one. Of course, 6 days from now, UFC 164. My man, Hendo, Benson Henderson, folks. Of course, the world lightweight champion, the once-beaten champion, taking on the only man that's ever beaten him. Anthony Pettis, says August 31st on pay-per-view from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This figures to be a fantastic card. If you want to buy a card, this might be the card you want to buy, or go over to Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, and watch it on the big screen there. And, of course, the UFC fight night, September 4th. I love this guy, Glover Teixeira. I just love him. I mean, I think he is the real dude. Ryan Bader is a good, tough guy, but guess what? Ryan Bader cannot hang with Glover Teixeira. Well, folks, about to wrap things up here. I'll be traveling around the world the next few days. So if this is my final broadcast for some crazy reason, I want to thank all you people who have been with me for 28 years and like 3 weeks, that kind of good stuff. Fantastic. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in history. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 29 years now, mid-September. Check out our website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Want to thank my producers, Miss Streisand and the great Scott Cuddy. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, folks, keep that buddy of yours off the canvas of life.